With you for 20 years, James Barrett has written and produced documentaries. His clients include National Geographic, Discovery, PBS, and other broadcasters in the U.S. and Europe. His long fascination with artificial intelligence came to a head in 2000 when he interviewed inventor Ray Kurzweil, robotic expert Rodney Brooks, and sci-fi legend Arthur C. Clarke. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. James, welcome to the show.
Thanks, George. It's great to be here.
Looking forward to this. That story I had right before you came on about artificial intelligence being able to predict with a 90% accuracy rate crime a week before it starts, that's unbelievable.
It's wild. It's like a Minority Report that Tom Cruise made. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. What is fueling the intelligence behind this? It's manpower, isn't it?
Well, it's actually giant amounts of data. So you feed a lot of data into these deep learning systems, and then they develop enormous predictive powers. And it applies, they can do translation, they can do language and conversation, and that's something else we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. You've also got a documentary coming out in September on PBS, don't you?
I do. I have a 90-minute film called Facing Suicide. It's about suicide. It's about what signs to look for in the people around you, your children, your colleagues, your family, and then what to do about it.
All right, time permitting, we'll talk about that at the end of the program tonight.
That'd be great.
We had that sad story about that father who committed suicide, forgetting his little boy. Horrible.
It's every father's nightmare.
It really is. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, there was a story about artificial intelligence from a Google engineer. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, a Google engineer named Blake Lemoine was testing a system called LAMDA, or LaMDA. He was testing it to see if it was going to say anything obscene, or if it was going to be racist. It was a conversation system.
Really?
He was a tester. And that's what they do is they have to make sure, you know, I don't know if you remember several years ago, Microsoft put a chatbot on Twitter, and it fed it the language from Twitter and the input from Twitter, and the chatbot within a day became a raving racist kind of monster, and they had to take it off.
I heard about that. That's right.
Yeah, and so they're creating this, it's called a large language module, and they don't want it to be, of course, racist or blasphemous or anything like that. So he was testing it, and he became convinced that it was sentient. He said it felt like it had a soul.
That's unbelievable.
So, you know.
If we're giving souls to artificial intelligence, we're becoming close to God, aren't we?
Well, we're not giving souls. The thing is, he's been misled. He's been fooled by a very sophisticated large language module. LAMDA stands for Language Models for Dialogue Applications.
It's not the old fraternity, Lambda Lambda, right?
No, it's not the 11th letter in the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, autocorrect when you're texting and it finishes a sentence for you?
And sometimes puts in the wrong word if you're not watching what you're doing.
Oh my gosh, it drives me crazy sometimes, but this is like autocorrect, but on steroids. So the way it works is this. This is you've heard of deep learning. This is a neural network. It's very, very complex. It's trained on 1.6 trillion phrases on any subject you can think of. When you ask it a question, it looks at your words and the relationships between your words. Then it estimates statistically what word should come next. And that's its answer. And it puts it in conversational form because it's trained on dialogue and conversation. So it's a chatbot, but it's a super, super powerful chatbot.
Is it like Alexa, but on steroids?
Yes. That's a really good example. It's like Alexa or like Siri. But you know how you ask Siri a question or you ask Alexa a question, it answers it, and then it stops. It can't go any further.
Right.
LAMDA will carry on a conversation and switch from subject to subject in a very natural way, in a very fluid conversation, because it's got some tweaking. It's got some memory, and it's got this ability to carry on a normal conversation. So that if you asked it about its favorite cuisine, it might tell you its favorite cuisine, and then you could move on to a conversation about what country it came from and what other dishes come out of that country. So it's really naturalistic. So you can see how a little bit why this why Lemoyne was fooled by it.
Why are we pushing ourselves to the point with all this artificial intelligence? I mean, what's the benefit here for us?
Okay, well, I mean, just to be blunt, it's the quarterly profit report. Now, this, if you think about this product, if you had a digital assistant, that's what Alexa is, that's what Siri is, they're in a category called digital assistants. Once you had a digital assistant, you could talk to anytime about anything and have a real conversation. Now, there are a million applications for that, for training, for business practices.
For lonely people.
For lonely people, yeah. You know, it's one of our biggest demographic growths is in elderly people. And, you know, here's what you could do. You could train it on, you could get all your family members to talk to it and tell it all the stories you remember about growing up, about your relatives and everything. And then it would be, then you can give it to your elderly person and they could have endless conversations about it, you know, the times of their lives.
So there is some upside to this.
There is. The digital assistants down the road are going to be amazing. They're already, you know, think about all the applications for customer service. You call up with a real question about, you know, I just, my car stalled. I want to ask about my Chevy Tahoe. And, you know, it'll answer anything about it and tell you what you can do and tell you if you need to take it to the mechanic. So there are a lot of really profitable applications, and that's what's driving this development.
I wanted to do a show, I'm still working on it, interviewing Alexa for about a half hour or so.
Well, you know, maybe you could interview LAMDA. I mean, it's got some really, so I'd like to interview LAMDA.
I don't want it swearing over the radio or anything. It's not going to go crazy on
it.
No,
it shouldn't, but that's what he was testing it for. It won't. If you read any of the transcript, it's very eloquent. It's read a lot of literature. So it's responding in a very personable, well-spoken way. It's not searching for words. And it's very persuasive in that sense. But the question is it sentient?
Right. And who are the geniuses behind all this, James?
Well, there's an intelligence race going on between Google, which is now Alphabet, and Apple, and there's a company called OpenAI that's done some really amazing things. It was started by Elon Musk. It's an interesting story. OpenAI was started by Elon Musk to make sure that the first super intelligent machine was friendly. So he was so concerned about the artificial intelligence race that he was afraid that this first super intelligent, so it's smarter than human machine, wouldn't be friendly. So he thought, well, we'll make it ourselves, and our first priority will be to make sure that it's friendly. But then he realized how incredibly profitable this would be. He got investors and he promised them a 1,000% return. The first company to sign up was Microsoft. They invested.
Wow.
They invested $1 billion.
They partnered up with them.
$1 billion. So, their return is going to be whatever 1,000 times a billion is. I guess that's a trillion.
Well, this Google engineer that you quoted, Blake Lemoyne.
Yeah.
Is he bullish on this kind of technology, or is he scared of it, or what?
I think, well, okay, some background on him. He's a Christian priest from a mystic sect. So he's very receptive to mystic information. You know, he'll see, I mean, I don't want to make fun of mystics, but he'll see faces in clouds and he'll receive information in a mystical way that he'll take as just as valid as information that a group of people can receive.
Probably makes them more creative.
It probably makes them more creative, and it makes them more receptive to things like LAMDA. But he, you know, he's a Google engineer, and they don't, you know, their standards are pretty high, so he's no fool. But I got to say, you know, there are tells that that even the most sophisticated chatbots have. There are reasons why this is not a sentient machine. One is he responds to prompts only. It doesn't initiate conversations. So it's not going to hop up and ask you, George, how's your day today? You have to ask it something. Between questions, it flatlines. It's essentially dead. So it has, unlike you and me, it doesn't have any inner life, no continuity of self.
Does it have any reason behind it? Reasoning?
No, it cannot. That's the thing about AI. AI can do a lot of things. It can do a lot of mathematics, but it can't. It can't really do reason. The reason it can't do reason is because it doesn't know. A big roadblock is common sense.
It has no empathy, does it?
It could have fake empathy, but it wouldn't have real empathy because it doesn't know. So, the thing is, none of these LAMDA and none of these AI applications have what's called common sense. So they don't know that you can put a cup on a table or you can cup your hands. So, for example, if you said this sentence, today was beautiful, the sky was blank, LAMDA would finish that sentence by saying blue. Because in its brain, beautiful day and blue statistically come close together.
Are the same
thing. A lot. Yeah. So it sees that again and again, so it's going to spit out blue. Now, it doesn't know what blue is. It doesn't know what a sky is. It doesn't know what a beautiful day is.
Sometimes a beautiful day is when it rains.
That's right. It would never tell you that. Unless it had ingested a lot of data about rainy, beautiful days or Scotland.
James, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more about this incredible technology, artificial intelligence. And then in our second hour with James Barrett, we will take phone calls on Coast to Coast AI.